Good evening and welcome to Q95's Prime News Roundup for today, Tuesday, March 24th, 2015. I am Marilyn Isles. In the headlines this evening, DNCW president calls for the issue of gender-based violence not to be lost in sensationalized reporting. PDV Carib says state of Venezuelan economy is cause for concern and the UK inflation rate falls to zero in February. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited. The details of these stories and more coming up.
March Madness continues at Courts with nothing down and absolutely nothing to pay until Mother's Day. Plus, mad deals all over the store. I tell you, deals upon deals upon deals and all deals priced to go. You've got to be mad not to get yours. So get down to Courts right now. Nothing to pay until Mother's Day. Plus, even madder deals every day. You just can't miss it. Courts, bringing value home.
And welcome back to this evening's news. As the struggle for gender equality continues, President of the Dominica National Council of Women, Vanya David, is encouraging responsible media reporting of gender-based violence, GBV, matters. In an interview with Q95, David expressed appreciation to the various media outlets who work to share information with the public as it relates to GBV. However, she raises concern that the real message of GBV and the broader struggle for gender equality is sometimes lost. David says it is vitally crucial that the media get the reporting on GBV right in a way that does not trivialize or sensationalize the issue. In addition, she appeals to media practitioners to be careful with their choice of language when reporting on GBV and to always avoid portraying the victims of GBV in a way that perpetrates stereotypes or inadvertently implies the victim is to blame by focusing excessively on the victim's behavior.
Based on the story, and if one would have to do gender-based violence, sometimes the way it is carried out doesn't always, you know, fit well with advocates like us. So all that we need to talk about. The way the topic would come up, it have to do with, for example, a man that drunk his wife. The other one would be, for example, somebody on trial for raping a schoolgirl, you know? Mm-hmm. But the way the story would come up, people would not really see or get the message of where the gender-based violence come from. They would just know that something occurred, whatever, or you might end up hearing not just the way the story come out, the feedback you would get. People would say, oh, but she was this and she was that, or the man was tired, or the man was sort of a nice person. Mm-hmm. We accept too much of that. Understand. Instead of just accepting the case for what it is.
President of the Dominica National Council of Women, Vanya David. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit is heading a high-level delegation on a trip to Asia. While in Asia, the Prime Minister and his delegation will visit Malaysia and the People's Republic of China. Prime Minister Skerrit will address investors in Beijing and Shanghai to promote investment opportunities in Dominica and to discuss projects geared towards the economic development of the nation. The delegation includes Minister for Planning, Economic Development and Investment, Dr. John Colin McIntyre, Secretary to the Cabinet Ambassador Steve Farrell, Coordinator of the Citizenship by Investment Unit, Ambassador Emmanuel Nathan, President of the Dominica State College, Dr. Donald Peters, and Chairman of the Aid Bank, Martin Charles. Minister for Housing, Lands and Water Resource Management, Honorable Reginald Ostrey, will act as Prime Minister while Prime Minister Skerrit is out of state. An acting Prime Minister, Reginald Ostrey, has called on members of the newly inaugurated Mon Prosper Village Council to unite their community. Addressing the sixth inaugural ceremony of the Mon Prosper Village Council on Monday, Ostrey says now that the election fever is over, community members must work together for the development of their community and country at large. He says if Dominicans do not unite and they continue to tear down each other, then their communities as well as the country will suffer as a result.
Another key to your success is going to have to be the issue of unity. And we know I've been talking about, we live in a small country, and no election, whether it's local government election, whether it's big election or small election, once you have to go to the ballot, the root of the ballot, it always leaves some sour taste at the end of the exercise because you're competing, and there's nothing wrong with that. What is important is that you wake up early enough, put that behind you, and put your country and community first. There will be another election, and we'll go back and do our thing as we are accustomed to do it. But now that the election is over, we have to unite for the development of our community and of our country. But I can say to you, it's not easy out there. Those of you who have relatives in Antigua, you have relatives in St. Martin, St. Croix, St. Thomas, they're having problems. And if we keep pegging and tearing each other apart, we're not gonna make it. So I urge you, as a council, you have a responsibility to unite the community.
Acting Prime Minister Reginald Austrey. And Dominica joins the region and the rest of the world today, Tuesday, March 24th, in observing World Tuberculosis TB Day under the theme Find, Treat, Cure TB. The day is used to build public awareness that TB remains a major global health problem responsible for illness among 9 million new people each year and deaths of 1.5 million worldwide. TB ranks as the second leading cause of death from an infectious disease after the human immune deficiency virus HIV. According to a release from CAFA, Executive Director Dr. C. James Hopesdale stated that TB remains a public health priority for the Caribbean region, with more than 30,000 new cases occurring every year. Persistent cough, fatigue, fever, night sweats, and weight loss are common signs and symptoms of TB, and persons experiencing these symptoms should consult their doctor. Progress toward TB control in the Caribbean has been slow despite recognition that the emergence and or increasing trends for the disease pose a threat to public health. The Caribbean as a region still has to increase its efforts in order to achieve the United Nations Millennium Development Goal 2015 target to reduce by 50% the burden of TB. The Ministry of Health has stated that a robust approach has been employed in ensuring that all persons diagnosed with TB are monitored closely and that each case is assessed and managed with the highest quality of care. And in more news this evening, with the issuance of health advisories from the Ministry of Health and Environment of increased cases of acute respiratory illnesses flu on island, persons at high risk are being urged to get vaccinated. District Medical Officer Dr. Philippe Sejan says the ministry strongly advises persons suffering from diabetes, heart problems, asthma, HIV/AIDS, and cancer, or taking steroid medications should contact their healthcare provider as soon as possible if they become affected by the flu. Dr. Sejan says the ministry has confirmed various influenza strains circulating in Dominica at this time, so has heightened its public health response, including its public education campaign. He says the general public should remain alert and protect themselves from getting the flu.
It's another class of the high-risk people at high risk, so they would need the vaccine. For example, people, residents of nursing homes, asthmatics, for example, they too would need the vaccine. Mm-hmm. People with weakened immune system, for example, patients who are on steroids for mm-hmm. a very long time, mm-hmm. that of course depresses your immune system. So we would advise them to take the vaccine. And essentially, you would take the vaccine. You advise to take the vaccine just before the flu season starts. Somewhere around, say for Dominica, somewhere around October, like that. Okay, take it, because what happens is that it takes about 2 weeks for after you get the vaccine for your body to have developed that level of response, immune response, yeah, to form what you call the antibodies. Mm-hmm. So give it a little 2-3 weeks before. So by the time the flu comes around, hopefully you would have had mounted that level of defense. Mm-hmm.
District Medical Officer Dr. Philippe Sejan. And in more news this evening, PDV Carib Antigua and Barbuda, which runs several of the government's social programs, says the state of Venezuela's economy is cause for concern. Venezuela has been hit by an economic recession in a large part due to the fall in the price of oil, which the government's main source of revenue. Lori Lourad, is the operations manager at PDV Carib. As far as how it affects the program, the funds that we're using now for the program right now in March 2015 would be returns that we're getting from investments we would have to have made last year and the year before, so that the lower prices are doing now. It is that return from the sale, as you would understand, would be less, so that the investments that we would be making now would not be getting as much interest, or we're not able to invest as much now as would have been last year and the year before, when oil was at $120, he says. PDV Carib gets oil from Venezuela at concessionary rates. The savings that it makes on those purchases are put into investments. It's the interest on those investments which pay for social programs such as the utility subsidy, food subsidy, and most recently, the free LED light bulbs. And the UK inflation rate fell to 0% in February, the lowest since records began, official figures show. Lower prices for food and computer goods helped to cut the rate from 0.3% in January. February's figure is the lowest rate of consumer price index, CPI, inflation since estimates of the measure began in 1988. The drop on the CPI measure was sharper than any analysts had expected, with most expecting a rate of 0.1%. The February figure means that the cost of living is the same as it was a year earlier. It is worth pointing out that CPI only became the main measure of inflation in 2010. Before that, the retail price index, which includes housing costs and mortgage payments, were used. That index was negative for much of 2009. Ben Brettel, senior economist at Hargreaves Lansdowne, said the UK took another step towards deflation in February. It looks likely that the rate will drop below zero at some point in the coming months and hover around zero for the most of the year, he said. And this has been the evening's Prime News Roundup, but first, a recap of the headlines. And making headlines this evening, DNCW president calls for the issue of gender-based violence not to be lost in sensationalized reporting. PDV Carib says state of Venezuelan economy is cause for concern, and UK inflation rate falls to zero in February. Once again, the news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited. If you missed any of our news packages, do log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the Q95 news team, I am Marilyn Niles, wishing you a very pleasant evening.